Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 7th May 2021. Top stories for today: Google Malaysia and Astro Awani collaborate to help develop micro and small medium enterprises SME to migrate and thrive in embracing the digital sphere. Through the Jiwa SME Google Awani, micro-enterprises and SMEs can now enhance their workforce by participating in workshops and virtual trainings that showcase Google's digital tools. The workshops and virtual trainings will be organized by Astro Awani's digital events arm, LINC. Earlier today, the Kuala Lumpur High Court allowed past President Dato' Sri Abdul Hadi Awang to strike out the lawsuit by the two Sabahans who had sought to declare him as unfit for any government post over his alleged seditious remark against Christians and Christian missionaries in 2016. High Court Judge Dato' Akhtar Tahir also ordered Maklin Masyau and Lawrence Jomiji Kinsil to pay costs of RM50,000 each to Hadi following the striking out of the lawsuit, saying that the two Sabahans did not have legal standing to file the case. The National Union of the Teaching Profession Secretary General Harry Tan was criticised by several women's groups today for dismissing systemic sexist, rape, abuse and misogynistic culture in schools. The rights group said that Tan's questioning for facts and data when asked by Astro Awani to comment on National School Walkout Day is also indicative of the lack of understanding of sexual harassment among the teaching profession. Millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses in Japan are left unused as the country is poised to approve two more shots in the coming weeks and the pace of its inoculation campaign remains slow due to manpower and logistical bottlenecks. Japan imported 28 million doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine late April but has so far used only 15% of the stockpile, with the remaining 24 million doses sitting in freezers. Having secured the largest amount of COVID-19 vaccines in Asia as it gears up for the Olympics in the summer, the country inoculated only 1.6% of its population so far, the slowest among wealthy countries. Meanwhile, India reports another record daily rise in coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours, bringing total new cases for the week to 1.57 million as the country's vaccination rate falls at an alarming rate due to a lack of supplies and transport problems. The country's opposition leader Rahul Gandhi today demanded the government to rapidly vaccinate the entire country and scientifically track the coronavirus in an effort to curb a deadly second wave. And in Britain, those who are under the age of 40 will be offered an alternative to Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine following concerns of rare blood clots. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.